Madam Clerk, while people are looking for it, would you read the title of that bill? The question is, well, 1 minute. The question is to bring up reconsideration on the same day. Are there any objections? Hearing objections?
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Call the House.
Okay, the House has been called.
Brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
Will the House stand at ease? Same day, Madam Clerk, would you read the title of that bill just for the...
House Bill Number 384 by Representative C. Davis, an act relating to administrative costs of contractors under the Daycare Assistance Program.
Third reading, under debate. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, somehow this bill eluded me in debate this morning. I'm not sure how I managed to let that happen, but I do want to put on the record the reason why I oppose this bill. Mr. Speaker, you will notice that this bill changes the administrative cost allowable for the daycare assistance facilities from 10 to 15%. And while this bill came out of finance with a zero fiscal note, I'd like to explain to this body the reason why. This fiscal year, because we have gotten more money from the federal government and because we fully funded daycare assistance, they can assume the cost of the fiscal note that would be in the neighborhood of $570,000. Now, Mr. Speaker, in future years, we are going to have to fund the additional fiscal note, and it is assumed that FY94 through FY98, this will be $590,000 per year. Mr. Speaker, what this does in essence in FY92 is it means 160 children cannot be served in daycare because of the additional administrative cost. And I do believe that it is fair for this body to understand, simply because the fiscal note is being zeroed out, it does not mean that it's not going to cost money. It will. And it means that at least 160 children that are waiting to be served or might become available for service under the daycare assistance program cannot and will not be served.
Representative Sherry Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, the problem is that because the costs of administration are higher than we are reimbursing now, because the people that administer these programs cannot hire additional people to do the administration. The administration in this case includes meeting with the clients and going through all the paperwork that they have to do before they can put anybody on the program. If you don't have enough people and time to do that, you don't put people on the program and they stay on a waiting list or just out of the program. What's happening right now is because of the problems of administrative costs, they are not serving all the people they could be serving. And in actuality, they could serve more people under this bill rather than less, as long as we don't decrease the amount of child care assistance by a substantial amount in the future.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 384 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
30 yeas, 10 nay.
House Bill 384 has passed the House on reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader. No effective date.
Thank you. The members will see we've distributed a resolution, House Joint Resolution 64, in the limbo file. It'd be my intent to deal with this tomorrow, give people a chance to look at it. Technical amendments only, nothing significant.
This brings us down to Representative Cabino.
Brief at ease, please.
House stand at ease. Order. Are we through with announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.